Tony is from West Virginia.
Mountain Mama, West Virginia.
And Tony, you discovered something in a post from Jeff Foxworthy yesterday,
yes.
Right?
Jeff Foxworthy made this statement. It says, he even made her a padded seat. Chivalry does still exist. Mm-hmm. Date night, redneck style.
And what's the
with
picture?
That is a picture of a very chubby couple
okay.
on a John Deere tractor who have somehow ridden it to the local Home Depot.
Sure.
Now, since there's not room for both of them on one seat, he uses plywood and 2x4s to build basically a sidecar.
Okay.
Ties a pillow to it so she can sit on it so they can take the John Deere to the Home Depot.
So he's such a gentleman.
He's such a gentleman. And I'm looking at that and I'm thinking, that guy looks familiar. I look to the right and realize there's cars. He's literally passing cars, by the way. And the license plates are West Virginia.
Really?
Ellen, let me show you the picture.
Oh, my God.
Do you know what makes this picture even better, Ellen?
What's that?
That kid is my nephew.
No.
His little wife, who's sitting on the 2x4s on the side of the John Deere, is his wife.
Yeah. You're
joking. I caught this one chilling that set my mouth on fire, and I had to drink a 2 liter of Mountain Dew.
Uh-huh. And that's his voice.
So you might be a redneck if you are a relative of a person in the picture that Jeff Foxworthy posts on his Instagram.
Wow.
There's your sign.
I could not believe it.
I love you guys.
Fits in the morning.
Love it.
On the Wool.
There are three sides to people. There is the public you.
Mm-hmm.
There is the private you.
Mm-hmm.
And then there is the real you. So I'm wondering what you are when you're all alone. I mean,
drunk.
Discovery Channel is developing two shows about people surviving in the wilderness. Naked.
I would easily survive the entire time because after seeing me naked, there ain't one animal that's going to come close to me.
Tony and I were chatting last night, and all of a sudden from out of nowhere, he goes, Fitz, my mom is losing her marbles.
Uh-oh.
And I got audio for you, Fitz. I just found, I kept the voicemail that I told you about.
Oh, you got it. Yes.
You want me to go ahead and play this?
Can you play it?
Now, first of all, I'm not making fun because bless my, it kind of makes me sad because my mom's almost 80 years old.
Right.
So don't think I'm being disrespectful, and she doesn't listen to the show.
Frankly, she hates our show.
No, actually, no. That's my wife.
Oh, yeah.
My mother loves us. Let's see.
Happy birthday to you.
She does this for every birthday,
happy
right?
Happy birthday uh-huh. to
She calls and sings.
I got high on.
Happy birthday, Amy and Libby. And know that we love you.
Isn't that kind of
sweet? That is so sweet.
Now, that is very sweet. And,
yes.
I mean, it kind of cheers me up a little bit, right?
Mm-hmm.
Except for the fact, it's not Amy's birthday.
Oh.
Oh, Lord.
When is Amy's birthday? Was she close?
She thought, well, she was within 2 weeks. In September, she sent us a email telling us, congratulations on our anniversary.
Yeah.
Well, that would have been fine, except it was mine and my first wife's anniversary.
Tony, I know that your new dog, what's the new dog's name? Boa? Bowie? Bowie?
Bow.
Bow.
Yes.
And what does Bow mean exactly? What kind of dog is it?
Bow is, I believe it's Chinese for precious one or beautiful one.
Oh,
yeah.
Precious one.
Oh, precious one.
Your chi is
sweet
strong.
Dog. Sweet fuzzy dog. And yesterday, we looked out the front window. She somehow is escaping because she's a little dog and she always gets under the fence. And we look out and we see her running down the street in front of our house.
Oh, no.
With a Subway bag and sandwich in her mouth. And then all of a sudden, we see this construction worker from across the street chasing her. She had jumped up in his truck, stolen his sandwich, and was running down the road with it.
Get mad like your dad. Just some things that your dear old dad used to do.
I could always tell dad was mad because he would kind of start, his teeth would kind of, you know, grind because
oh, yeah.
he was trying to keep himself from saying stuff. But sometimes he'd say, he's so lazy, he wouldn't yell suey if the pig was after him.
Suey!
And if I was ever sassing my mom or talking bad to her, he'd be like, Jiminy Christmas.
Jiminy.
Your mom ain't no dog, son. She ain't a dog. You don't talk to her like a dog. Get over there and apologize.
Right.
And then his favorite one to everybody was when we would want something or we were talking about spending money was, you know, money doesn't grow on trees.
Oh,
I don't have a money tree out back. I just go pick whatever we need off of. Out of Shanghai, Ying's Yang. Wei Su Ying has put a price tag on her husband's love skills, if you know what I'm saying. How, you ask?
How?
By suing her husband's employer for ruining their love life. That's right. Su Ying says her husband's Magic Wand lost its magic shortly after a horrible, horrible forklift accident about 8 years ago. And she wants compensation for missing all the good loving. That's right. Su Ying says for missing out on all that incredible love for 8 years, she deserves at least $1,000.
If you're the guy, you're insulted, right?
Oh, yeah. I don't think it was that magic of a wand, if you know what I mean.
Clearly.
I'm Tony for Fitz in the Morning, and those were your...
What are you kidding me?
Stories of the day.
I can relate, sadly.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
At my age, you're just afraid to trade you in on a new one.
Hey, come on, man. I'm 35, man. It's
hitting. You ain't seen nothing yet, my friend.
Tony, if you gave yourself an award after today's show, it would be...
An award in patience.
Oh, I was going to say that. You stole mine.
Dealing with you two numbskulls.
I was going to say that, too.
Okay, you know, No. Let's bring the honesty table for just a moment. Mm-hmm. Dealing with us two numbskulls. Mm-hmm. You sit over there in your little corner with your headphones on and don't say a word to anybody. And how is that you dealing with us in any way?
You've got a point. That's not patience. That's denial. That is. That's just denial that I'm here.
About how miserable you are in the studio?
It's just denial that one man my age could make so many wrong turns in life.
Hey, you know, I'm right there with you.
No,
yes,
you're not.
I am.
You made some very good turns. There was a couple of times in life where you went right and I went left, and I should have followed your ass. I'm just saying.